Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby. Yurt.
Yeah. Miss me luck. This local rapper part one. I'm taking this one to infinity and beyond. 100 emoji, all my raps has been bond. Toe to toe in any legend, and I know that I belong. Mind's catching up where my heart been all along. I grow fond of this Dominican, a Philly John. She's sensing how I'm infiltrating through these pawns. Currently about my league, but she still correspond. Cause she see these fans love my K-Don. She won't find another nigga sicker with these crayons. 5 times a day I'm on my knees, pray on. Voodoo in the sink, I'm washing off that shaitan. Been through the fire, just go ask me Shaka Khan. Study through the wire and that's worth the yay. Another college dropout, redefining its history. Made it to 25, I never seen a felony. Born sinner, searching for this victory. John Wooden shit if we talking winning streaks. Skyhook in this game, feel like I'm Luau. Born wiser than a zoo owl. I'm turning heads, now these niggas be like, who y'all? Tarif knockout, come meet your new pen pal. Only number 2 if we talking pencil. Say I got next strictly based off my potential. This legendary moves, everything is monumental. So what you in a rush for? I'm all about that rush more. Your future in this biz looking like an eyesore. I was sent here to kill any bull, the local matador. These is more than raps, it's like a folklore. Yes, Lord, yes, you my guarantor. And I'ma guarantee I'ma give it everything. It's so heavenly, might even make the choir sing. I swear it's angels be watching over me. I pray these blessings keep on coming in. I mean. Tarif Knockout. This local rapper part one.
Yo, we are back. This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy Enigma September. And what you just heard was my man Tarif Knockout with Mello. I hit my man up real quick for the single. You know what I mean? Shouts out to my man Tarif. Matter of fact, he just dropped a video for that song. So if you like the song, after you listen to the podcast, go to YouTube. Check out the video. It's called Mello, M-E-L-O, just like the ball player. And, man, shout out to Tarif, man, shooting that to me real quick. Before we get into the podcast, man, introduce the guest of the night. I got my man Rebellious, Nate of Rebellious Media in the building. What's going on, Playboy?
Yo, what's good with you, man?
I'm good. What's good with you?
Not much, man.
Yo, Podcast, y'all can't see it. Facebook Live, they can see it. Man, my man's colorful, man. Man, like a coloring book, like little coloring joints I do on my phone. You know what I mean? I be taking hours trying to get everything colored in. It'd be little white specks in there and stuff.
Nah, man, just keeping like the old school patterns. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Look very festive, very 92-ish. You know what I mean? Speaking of, what year you was born?
91.
Okay. Early 90s, baby.
Yes, sir.
I can vibe with it. I'm like low key old enough to be your daddy. I'm not finna get into all that. I'm just gonna say it was working. It was working around that time. That's where I found out. Oh, this is what this is for? This not the PP? It does other things?
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. Wow. It was kind of crazy because my parents had just split.
Yeah.
So I really couldn't go to my dad. So they go to my mom and be like,
oh, man.
I'm peeing white stuff.
Like, did you feel awkward during that time?
Yeah. It was crazy, man, because my parents split, but it was like a lot of stuff. Like, I really hit puberty. Like, I grew like 6 inches. Pause. Not in that way, unfortunately. I grew like 6 inches. Like my body really started changing around 91, 92, right when my parents split. So it was like, and I couldn't get in contact with my dad like I wanted. So yeah, it was a weird time. But apparently it was a great year for your parents. You know what I'm saying? You came about, and here we are.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, man. 91 was a good year, though. I like 91. Despite, again, my parents split that year. But other than that, man, 91 was a good year.
Oh, yeah. I felt like, me personally, 91 was a good time for me based on, like, I felt like, musically, it's like I absorbed everything. Yeah. Even, like, the years before that, you know, I kind of caught on to everything. But, like I say, by me being an early 90s baby, it's like I seen, like, the whole evolution of just not only just music, but just right. Everything, you know, like technology and all that other stuff. You know?
Word. Because matter of fact, I can say 91 or 91, 92 is when I was introduced to the internet.
Word?
Yeah. I remember clear as day, who was in fifth grade. I'm showing my age, but y'all know already. I was in fifth grade, and they sent us to the media room, and they were just like, hey, guys, see this computer? We're going to turn it on, boom, boom, boom. And it was like, and this is Prodigy, and this is the internet. And we was like, all right, can we go play Oregon Trail now? All right, it's cool, but all right, let me go play Oregon Trail. Little did we know that all of this right now would come out of that little thing that was on the computer that we didn't give a half a fuck about.
Exactly. And it's crazy, like, some people back then, they really felt like the internet wasn't going to really last long.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't the interest, bro. Like, I don't think I really got interested in the internet until like 97, 98.
Yeah.
Definitely 98. 98 was when I really was like into it. Like, I started chatting. I made an email. Like, I really started realizing what it was. But before then,
yeah,
from 91 to 98, it was just, no, 96, I think I had a girlfriend and I called her crib. And it heard, I'm like, yo, aliens abducted her? Something was good. So I came to school the next day, like, yo, I called your phone and like these alien noises was coming through the phone. She's like, oh, my mom was on the internet. You knocked her off. And I was like, y'all got the internet in the crib? Y'all rich?
Man. Matter of fact, like, since she was born before me, like, was like the internet expensive back during that time? Like, was it more of like a higher price?
I don't know if it was necessarily internet was expensive, but having a computer was.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't something like just, nobody like in the hood had a computer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you had to be middle class, upper middle class to have a PC in-house. Or if you did have a computer, it was like, you had a computer that was just a word processor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you probably typed up reports, but as far as the internet, it just wasn't something that you normally got. But I did watch something on YouTube about how AOL kind of got into spreading the news about, if not the internet, but about their service.
Yeah.
And how they just went on this blitz of just like sending, and anybody who's older than 85 or anybody older than 95 rather will like remember getting, you know, the AOL CDs or discs in the mail. And a lot of people got on the internet because of that, because AOL just shot discs for free at anybody just to get people online. And that's how a lot of people got online. But like, I was just poor, you know what I mean? Like, my mom worked for the state. My dad wasn't giving her much. Shout out to my dad. I love my dad, but he wasn't giving her much. He wasn't making much, but he wasn't giving much. So, yeah, I ain't have a PC in my crib. I had to go to the library.
Hey, I was the same way. Like, I didn't really know about using a computer until, like, elementary school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But for me, it was high school.
High school.
Like, I ain't really... Like, I only reason I even knew how to use, like, a PC was because my mom worked for the state and we would go to her job. You know what I'm saying? She had to deal with it. I remember the change from her going from a typewriter to a word processor to an actual PC.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that change from middle school to, I mean, from elementary school to high school, and that change in state work. But other than that, like, in-house?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Shit, we barely had cable. We was poor, dog.
Shit, it took a while for me to watch cable TV, so, hey, man, I understand, bro.
All right, so we're going to get into it. I'd be remiss. I told y'all, or I tried to tell y'all, told a few people, I wasn't going to dwell on this, but we'll be remiss not to speak on it, of course. We got to give a rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi and the seven other victims of the helicopter crash in Calabasas this past Sunday. The world is shocked. The world is in mourning. The world is confused. And yeah, so I want to give a rest in peace to everybody involved in that. Yo, what's your feelings about it, bro?
Man, I'm gonna be honest, like, what's so crazy is I know I'm not related to dude, but then again, I don't know. But the fact that I share the same last name as him.
Yeah.
So me growing up, just seeing, like, my brother, like, he's a real, like, basketball fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, back in the days, people have, like, the scrapbooks and shit. And,
right.
Like, so, if I would normally see, like, pictures from the Slam magazine, like, in the scrapbook. And also the VHS tapes, just studying Kobe. So, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be a fan of Kobe. Now, I wouldn't say, like, he was, like, my number one favorite player.
Yeah.
Like, first it's AI, and then it's him.
Right.
So, when I saw the news on Sunday, I was kind of confused at first because the first people to really put it out was TMZ.
Right. That was my thing. Like, when I saw TMZ put it out, I kind of figured it was real because in my mind, if TMZ get anything right, they get celebrity deaths right. Like, once they got the mic, I remember when they announced Michael Jackson death. Once they got that right, like, I kind of figured, like, if they're going to get anything right, it's that. So, when I saw the TMZ announcement, I kind of figured it was true. But as far as, like, the details of it, I was trying to, like, I kept digging to see, like, okay, what's going on? Because I was, me and Felicia, my fiance, we was at the the Civic Center, you know what I'm saying, watching the, ironically, if you will, or coincidentally, the women's basketball team play. And, I remember looking at my phone and it came across my Twitter. And I was like, what the world? And I checked TMZ and was like, all right, TMZ got it. And then more like reports started coming in or whatever. So it was just more confusing when the reports came in.
Yeah.
But as far as when TMZ reported it, as far as celebrity deaths, I'm going to give them their props on that. Everything else was trash.
But it was just weird how, like, out of all people, like, someone from TMZ actually called it. Like, normally I feel like a regular everyday person or just someone, like, more important. Like, the way some people look at TMZ is more negative than, you know, than positive.
Right, right.
So, it's like for them
and it's warranted. Ain't no front. TMZ can be trash just as much as a media takeout or Shade Room. Like, those sites can be trash. And I'm saying this as I'm a journalist. Like, literally, I have a journalism degree. Newspaper journalism, but a journalism degree regardless. But the thing I told Fee, because she was like, you think it's true? And I was like, yeah. Because my thing is with TMZ, at least from what I know or I can speculate,
yeah.
they keep tabs on celebrities. Like they probably got a person that follows each celebrity. Like they probably got like 100 people in Miami right now.
Right.
Because they know it's Super Bowl, they know something gonna pop off, and so they got people that's gonna focus on that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I can imagine, like, it was probably somebody who knew Kobe was getting in that helicopter, knew that his daughter had a thing in, because at the time, one of the most popular memes, this is what kind of why it hit me, one of the popular memes was Kobe and Gigi, and they, when you whisper in her ear, he trying to tell her the game.
Yeah.
So just because of that, they probably kept a profile. Oh, Kobe is going here with Gigi, and they going this and doing that.
Yeah.
So it was probably, they probably had somebody that was probably literally saw everything.
Right.
Because they just, and then it's the Calabasas. You know they got people in Calabasas.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Cause you got the Kardashians there. You got Drake there. You got Kanye there. Like you got everybody in Calabasas. So you know they got somebody posted up in Calabasas just to report anything that happened.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's why, again, when I saw TMZ reported, I was like, from where it was at, who it was, I figured they was privy to it. Now, unfortunately, they reported it early before the family, Vanessa and the girls could find out, you know what I'm saying, Kobe Bryant parents and everything. So that's what's fucked up about it.
Yeah, it's very heartbreaking from that perspective.
Yeah, you find it through the internet, which again is kind of bonkers. Again, thinking about, like, I was introduced to it like the time you were born, and then see how, you know, 29 years later, how it affects the world now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how that works out, bro. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, and then think about it too, like, you grew up in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember a time where there was no internet. You know what I mean? But you grew up in that, and so that's your world. You're the embodiment of knowing that's your world is, you know, everything coming quick, coming fast, or whatever. Just because of the internet and high speed and all this other stuff. So, but not to get off topic and act like an old man. Well, actually, I talked to Reef, you know what I'm saying? We talked about it on the phone earlier. And the two things that hit me about his death, and I ain't gonna spend all the time. I told y'all I wasn't gonna spend all day talking about Kobe. I'm a Shaq fan anyway.
Big geezer.
But, not that it negates that. But no, the two things is, I mean, I'm 2 years younger than Kobe. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be 40 in September. So to think that he died at 41 is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I was just saying, like, last week, like, Martin Luther King was my age now when he died.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. So to think about how much he accomplished and how much Kobe accomplished is great. But on the flip side, like, bro, it's way much more, like,
40's not really old.
No. Oh, dog. Like, I feel like I'm 20.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I'm going to die tomorrow.
I feel like the old and the young thing, it's more of a mind state, bro.
Exactly.
And how you take care of yourself.
Work. Exactly.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, it don't matter if you're young, like, you can still have some of the same problems that an old person can have. Not all the way through, but still, like, think about it. In the world we live in now, and I tell a lot of people this all the time, like, us young people are leaving more faster than old people.
Yeah. And then it's crazy, bro. It's real crazy. And the second thing, too, is just being I'm a father and a father of a little girl, like, I told Tarif, man, like, to imagine, and Tarif was like, he probably had time, but regardless, like, just to be in that situation and not being able to protect your child,
yeah,
like, that's crushing, bro.
I mean,
just knowing that, on top of the feeling that you know you finna die,
yeah,
but the idea, even if it's just a split second, it's like, it's still, because the whole idea is for you to, for them to live longer. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I told my daughter when she was born, she got 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ideal is for me to stay here at least until she turned 30. At least. You know what I mean? So to think that I can't live up to that promise. And granted, I know I ain't God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that, yes, you want to be able to live long enough to see them grow up and to see them be able to take care of themselves. Kind of like that Black Panther, the King said in Black Panther was just like, if a father didn't set their kids up to take care of themselves and he failed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's my thinking. Like, I got to make sure my daughter and any future children I have is set up to where they good when I'm gone. So, but regardless, man, rest in peace to Kobe. Rest in peace to Gigi. Rest in peace to the seven other people, the pilot and the other families that was on that flight, everyone that was affected, the fans, you know what I'm saying? I got three important people in my life that were big Kobe fans, you know what I'm saying? My fiance, like her dog is named Kobe, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
My cousin, Raven October, who I got my name from, he named his son Kobe, you know what I mean? And my man JC, like he from the West Coast, he a Laker fan. And again, he played ball. We was all the same age as Kobe. So, you know what I'm saying? Some of us who didn't make it to the league or, you know what I'm saying, didn't make it to whatever, like, you can live vicariously through him.
Right.
So, that's another crushing blow. So, shout out to JC. Shout out to Raven October. Shout out to my baby Fia. I love you. And, yeah. So, beyond that, man, we're going to get out of that. We're going to quit local news. Actually, right now, so if you listen to the podcast, you're a little too late. If you listen to the live, you got some time. Shout out to King Red. What up, boy?
King Red.
Yo, stop using goats as plural. King Red said, "What up, goats?" You know what I mean? Ain't no goats. It's only one. And if you get down to straight up interviews behind the camera, my man Nate got that.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to be in your face.
Yo, while King Red's on there, yo, that hook you dropped on Instagram, yo, that shit fire.
Yeah, King Red, that's all he do is do.
Yo, you stuff. Saw that shit?
Well, he said, I was going to go pro with the dope game. Kept me paid. Hold up. Grab my thing over the pause. Grab my joint. You talking about? I was. Nah. Okay. Nah. On the what table. The right camera. Here. Yeah. He going to talk about he going to go pro. I was gonna go pro, but adult game can't. GoPro? GoPro? Yo, I'm on my Nate shit right now. I'm finna get behind the camera and start interviewing you niggas. Yo, we gonna get to that later. Matter of fact, let me get to the news. Shouts out to King Red. Shouts out to my baby Felicia. What we got? The Beast. He got the last Friday of the month, which is today of the recording. Going down tonight. VHS Studios, $25 artist sign up. So some of y'all niggas got paid today, you know what I mean? Get your shit together. The winner, first place to get a beat from my mans, my bro, Outlaw Beats, you know what I'm saying? Get a 2-hour sessions with Team Quincy. Shouts out to Quincy. Music video from, who was it, R. Jackson Films. You know what I mean? All I knew was Dream Above, so y'all going to whoever else. Hey, shouts out to you. But shouts out to R. Jackson. Ain't no hate, ain't no shade. 1-hour consulting with TMR, and you get to perform at the VHS Music Conference, which I think is going to be at the end of next month. I think it's going to be on like the 28th or something. Second prize winner gets 2-hour studio time, VHS. Third prize, get a free photo shoot. Got special guest Johnny Bread. Also, too, because he isn't listed on the advertisement for those on the live. You also get an interview with my man JC. Why the Beast didn't add me as if I ain't on the Underground Railroad? I'm going to be part. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to be recording your interview, nigga. But, yeah, you got that, too. So, shout out to the Beast, man. Helping people put on, man. You know what I mean? We're going to get into this rest of stuff real quick because, we almost there. Who you got for the Super Bowl, bro?
Man, I'm going for the winner.
Everybody
be asking me that, bro. Hey. I'm going for the winner.
Going for the winner. Whoever got it.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. I'm going to put it on record, man. I'm going to disappoint my father-in-law, but big up my brother-in-law, or my older brother-in-law. I believe in defense, and I believe the 49ers got the better defense. So
hey, defense win games.
Defense win championships. Oh, yeah. As a coach, if you get, y'all see the accolades over there. You know what I mean? I coach the babies, but I coach regardless. Defense win championships. I know they got a solid D. Pause. But don't get it confused. I know Mahomes is that dude. I know Mahomes can go off. And Andy Reid been in the game for a minute. He done been there already. That's another factor. I told my pops the other day, I was like, you know the age difference between Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan is the same as him and me. Like, Kyle Shanahan's like 10 months older than me. And Andy Reid is like 8 months older than my daddy.
Okay.
So it's like, it's wild. Yo, King Red, I appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you putting on. Yo, shout out to King Red, man. Get King Red his flowers, my nigga.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Nigga, you moved to Atlanta, my nigga. That shit ain't gonna mean shit, nigga. You still gonna be here. Your spirit gonna be here, nigga. So keep building, keep doing your thing, man. You know what I mean? And shoot me some new songs, my nigga. Shit. All of y'all, if you listening to the live or you listen to the podcast, shoot me some new songs. Damn. Got playing shit from 2018. Y'all tripping. Alright, before we get up out of here, Pastor Troy shit on Lil Nas X. You just gotta chill, bro. I'm just gonna say that. Chill out. It's a new day. Man. You know what I mean? Your son's gay, nigga. It is what it is, bro. You can't hide that from them. You know what I mean? What you mad? You gonna love him any less? No. So why are you scared that you didn't gonna be influenced, nigga? This nigga's doing way. You didn't gonna be influenced by serial killers because it's on TV. They got a whole fucking channel for dedicated serial killers. You think your son gonna be a serial killer because he watching fucking IDTV or some shit? Like, chill out, my nigga. You know what I mean? Let Lil Nas X live, bro. Lil Nas X don't even be out like that. He ain't like he around here all the niggas booty and shit. I'ma say it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all the niggas booty on TV, my nigga. You know what I mean? I mean, just doing whatever. Shit, I low-key don't even believe he really is gay. I haven't seen a nigga.
Yeah, like, it's...
Outside of the nigga dress, like, I haven't seen a nigga do no shit.
You ain't lying. Like, he ain't even really post, like, oh, yeah, this one rocking with, like...
Yeah, so I'm like, Pastor Troy, you gotta chill, bro. You know what I mean? You did your shit back in the early 2000s, my nigga. But you gotta relax. All right, but enough of that shit. Speaking of the Grammys, Grammys, of course, is Sunday. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, it was shadowed by, you know what I'm saying, the passing, unfortunately, accident with Kobe and his daughter and everybody else, man. But I looked over my old interview, episode 67. I made my predictions, and I think the only one I got right was the rap album of the year.
Yeah, I didn't even get to watch it, so you might have to school me on that. Like,
yeah. It was, honestly, people shit on the Grammys, you know what I mean? And rightfully so. The production wasn't that bad. The production of the Grammys was straight.
Okay.
As far as, like, Billie Eilish, whoever her name is, like, sweeping the top four awards was, like, some crazy shit.
Yeah.
But I don't give a fuck, so... Shouts out to her. I ain't have a dog in the fight. It wasn't nobody that I like that was nominated, so it wasn't like this some bullshit.
Yo, but like, all right, the whole speech that Diddy gave, was that based on the Grammys?
Yeah, he got like some like Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, because Mace came out and shitted on him about that.
Yeah, I just saw that like a few minutes ago.
And Mace got some points. But the funny thing, the thing I found funny was like Jay-Z was shitting on Mace about that shit back when they was beefing in '98.
Man, yo,
like if you listen to Volume 2, that's all Jay-Z was saying. Like, Mace, your publishing is fucked up, and I know it.
Yo, like a few years ago, like I just discovered that. Cause matter of fact, I'm not sure if you watch this guy, but he's on YouTube. His name Carcino.
Okay.
All right, I guess he's like an old school guy, and from like I think 2015 or 16, he got a whole playlist of like old school hip hop beats.
Okay.
So never get a chance, go on there, you'll see where it has like Jay-Z versus Nas or Jay-Z versus Mace or just anybody who had beef back in the day. And when I saw that Jay-Z had beef with Mace, I was like, dang, that's crazy. But
yeah,
it wouldn't be too far fetched because if you think about it, they almost had similar styles, like the whole laid back, right, cool flow.
Right.
So for me to know that, yeah, that's crazy.
That was the thing about it, like if you like the, it was one line Jay had when he was just like, I can't even go through Harlem again, because it was just like he was beefing with Mace, and Mace was from Harlem.
Matter of fact, was Imaginary Play? I think that was talking about Mace, wasn't
it? Yep.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I forgot what song Mace had where he was going at Jay. You know what I mean? But Mace had it was a back and forth, but it was on some like subliminal shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, and then even hell, what was it? I think the Lox second album, when they broke away from Bad Boy, and it was like Rough Riders.
Yeah.
Like there was a whole skit called Jay Jerking.
Oh, I got talking about that
how like Puffy was like Jay Jerking niggas. You know what I mean? So it's it is what it is. Like granted, and then also too, on top of that, you had Khalees, she came out and she said Neptune's jerked her out of her publishing.
Oh yeah, I saw that also.
You know what I mean? So it is disheartening knowing that, you know, you kinda get this ideal of, you know, this white guy in the suit, this old white guy in the suit who put this contract in front of this young black person and say, hey, sign this, I'm gonna make you famous. And they become famous just to realize years later that the money they're supposed to get, they didn't get. So to think that there are black folks that was in that position and basically did the same thing, it is disheartening. But on the flip side, it's the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like those same people are the ones that really studied the 48 Laws of Power.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I'm not sure if you saw this, but I know like it was an interview Papoose did, and he pretty much met the guy, him and K-Slay, DJ K-Slay, they met the guy that actually wrote the book, and they asked him, you know, what was your purpose of writing the book? And basically dude was like, you know, he had the experience of being around Hollywood and the people that was around. So in order to pretty much maneuver and succeed, when you're in a room full of snakes, you got to move like one.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what, like, when I read the book, that's what it was. But I looked at the book and I was like, yo, you got to be like a heartless nigga to do this shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? This isn't, even though he like even quoted Jesus in some of the parts of it, but it was like, yo, like me and just me as being like an open hearted, like kind person, try to look out for people.
Yeah.
Like it's some stuff where you can't be that way. But I got it. I got the ideal of that's how the world works. And the world is cold, nigga. Like I said, Kobe just died, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? We can go into, you know, oh man, it's sad and but at the end of the day, niggas die every day, B. You know what I mean? So you gotta kinda look at it like, yo, when it if you look at the world for what it is versus what the world you want it to be. And I know part of the reason why he wrote the book, I read somewhere, was to protect people.
Yeah.
So you can protect yourself against the snakes. Not necessarily to become a snake, but protect from the snakes to say, look, this is how people operate. So you'll know what to do. So you can either avoid that if you want to avoid it.
Yeah.
But if you want to get in that pit, know what you're dealing with. So
yeah,
man. So you know what I'm saying, and it kind of disheartening, especially with the Neptunes. With Puffy, people knew who Puffy was, man. You know what I mean?
Puff, man.
People knew who Puffy been about since the '90s. So you know what I'm saying, for Mace to kind of try to shit on him, it's like, duh, nigga.
But you saw like I guess in his post, the part where it was like, you know, I guess it took him a while to express himself based on the fact that he'd rather be in position financially to say what he want to say versus just saying it, you know, out of anger. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But Khalees said the same thing, where she was just like, it was times where Pharrell would come on stage and he'll give her a wink and she would have to kind of like nod back just because she can't come out and be like, nigga, you stole my publishing, because she'll look crazy.
Yeah.
So she had to get to a point, just like with Mace, where it's like, they had to accept it. But it's the game, bro. It's the game. At the end of the day, not to excuse it, I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. I could, honestly. Like, I could be charging niggas out the wazoo for this shit. And honestly, I wouldn't be in the wrong. Wouldn't be in the wrong to be like, yo, nigga, I need money, nigga. Like, this money, this time, doing all this shit ain't for free.
Man, this a business.
Exactly. So I can believe, like, yo, nigga, yo, run that $100, nigga, straight up. Because I'm promoting your shit. I'm putting your shit out. I'm doing work that you should be doing. Nigga, I'm doing it for the love. But you ain't going to get that from a lot of niggas.
Oh, no, because at the end of the day, you got to think, like, our platforms, you know, by us, you know, trying to come up, eventually we're going to need, you know, we're going to initially need funds to pretty much add into our brand to help more people.
Right.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, there are bigger platforms out there, and they're charging, you know, bukus of money.
Exactly. Matter of fact, there's platforms out there that ain't even doing the shit we doing.
Exactly.
And they still like taxing. So
exactly.
Y'all niggas better get on. Yo, better get on, because eventually we gonna shit on y'all niggas. We gonna be Puffy, nigga.
Speaking of the Grammys, there's one thing that I understood, but I was like, you know what? People gotta understand this. When Tyler the Creator made a comment about the whole, you know, well, I'm glad I got the award, but you know, when you say urban, it's like calling us the N-word, right? You know, nicely. This is my whole thing. It's like, I understand, you know, black people, us as black people, we want to be accepted by everyone else. But first off, the Grammys wasn't even made for us.
True.
And then on top of that, it's like y'all steady crying about the same fight, like why we don't get treated as such and such. But it's like, bro, we got so many other platforms of award shows that's made for us. We still got the BET Awards. They don't even show rap or R&B music.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Then we had back in the day the Source Awards. We had the double. Now, well, I don't think we had the Double XL Awards.
We had
the
Vibe. Got
Vibe. Soul Train.
Soul Train Award.
And then, you know, nowadays we got the Everyday Struggle Awards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got all these different award shows that's dedicated to our culture, but we started crying about a Grammy.
Well, I take it. Well, at least with Tyler Creator, I don't think he was necessarily crying about the shit.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that predicament, I don't think he was like, I think he was really telling them about themselves.
Well, yeah.
Like, yo, y'all on some bullshit, really. But yeah, you do got a point where it's just like with the Grammys or like with American Music Awards and all, and the VMAs. Like, yeah, like we can't go to them and want to be accepted by that. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's hard because I think somebody described it where if you grew up on seeing even, you know, black artists that you love, seeing Mike Jackson go up there and win all the awards, or seeing Lauryn Hill win all those awards, like, you like, yo, I respect that artist. The artist speaks to me, and they were recognized at this point.
Yeah.
So that would kind of blur the lines, because you like, yo, if Outkast can get Album of the Year, I can get Album of the Year.
But y'all can understand, you know, from that perspective.
But on the flip, like, you are right, you know what I mean? Where, you know, we have to put more stock into the awards that we get. But I guess the other thing too is, it kind of go back to, we getting way too deep, and here we got to get to your interview. But it kind of goes back to segregation and how it hurt us in some sense back in the day.
Yeah.
Because we were thriving in segregation. You know what I'm saying? With the Negro League, we were thriving. When we had HBCUs, we were thriving. Our neighborhoods were doing well when we were in our own space. The only problem was they mainstream, I ain't gonna say the white people, but mostly white people, were able to ghettoize us and kind of shrink us because we were in our own. We was good, but it was still kind of like this. It was almost being like in a glass shield, you know what I mean? Right. So, and that's why I think, and also too, it was even easy for them to attack us. It was even easy for them to do a Rosewood. It was even easy for them to do a whatever. I don't know if it was Auburn Street or other Black Wall Street.
Yeah, Black Wall Street.
You know what I'm saying? It was easy for them to do that because we were concentrated. And I know a lot of people say, "Oh, we fucked up when we got into segregation," but we tried to integrate. We tried to integrate because they were fucking up the shit we had. And so we figured, yo, if we part of you, we part of what you doing, you ain't gonna fuck up yourself.
Oh yeah.
If my house next to yours, you ain't gonna firebomb my house. Versus if my house is next to all my people, you gonna firebomb all of us because you wanna get rid of us anyway.
Exactly.
So I think that's why we push for integration so much, because we figured if we was amongst them, then you wouldn't attack us. And I think it's almost the same thing, where it's just like, okay, if we all just go to the Soul Chamber Award, if we all just go to the BET Awards, it's nothing for them to kind of ghettoize that and just put it in this corner.
Yeah.
But if we in front of you, if Lizzo is in front of you, if Alicia Keys is in front of you, if Lil Nas X and Tyler the Creator is in front of you, you ain't gonna blow up your own shit. You ain't gonna say fuck the Grammys.
Nah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's why we look for that acceptance, because it's like, look, if you or your people give us our props, then you can't do anything but to give us our props. Versus if we go in this little corner, you can just firebomb our corner and just fuck us up.
Right.
Or ignore us. You know what I mean? So it's a blurred line. It's still stuff that, you know, great philosophers amongst us still got to figure out, what would be the best solution. You know what I mean?
And I feel like it's getting better.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing, too. Like, things are better, but we still got to strive. You know what I'm saying? That's the key, is not to give up the fight. I know a lot of times people want to give up the fight because they figure, you know, it's like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. But we can't be like, fuck it, man, because the alternative is we just continue to get fucked, honestly. And it's not worth it. It's not worth it for us or our future generations. Yo, we're going to get to this next track. Oh, you got me talking too much, bro.
Hey, man.
Yo, I forgot my man whole name now and shit. Oh, shit. I'm going to do some real research while we go on this break. Now, yo, next track, I got my man JC featuring Rob Otis, or whatever he call himself. Now, shout out my little bro with Callie Beeman. This is the Enigma Sap Hour. You got time, baby.
That was a practice. For sure. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Yeah. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Yeah. What up? Yeah. Taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Okay, low riders with the candy paint, candy paint.
Cap 6 sense activated, let's get it cracking. Okay. On a magic mountain with a 6-flag attraction. Oakland athletic, so let me do my thing. Heard the world still sleeping on this California king. Lived around the bloods with the school with the crips. Study hard and play ball, so my nigga don't trip. Just a good kid from the West Coast, Gotham. Learned a lot from the operation from the bottom. Yeah. Growing up, you had to get it down without a flaw. When my uncle had his blue 6-4 on the shore. Yeah. And this Dr. J can't forget about the big, yeah, it's in my DNA, I know the Richmond way. Hey! Blunt, chronic, seed planted. Gotta carry on, cause the Oscar was a granted. Two, the train of thought, pure art. So how do you really want it, y'all to mention what the fuck, babe?
FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Yeah. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking out a breeze from those California trees, what up?
Once again with the hits on deck, and like a stack of cards, man, I like to stack my checks. Okay. And I'm a nigga with an attitude. Okay. Catch me out of altitude. Okay. 7 heels with rattles move. Okay. Put yourself inside my shoes. I ride to be no interlude. Low rider, fuck a coupe. I know that gang life was meant to protect black life. Put my brothers against each other, sisters and mothers sucking morning. Spot one for my niggas in the morning. Ghetto lullaby for rappers trying to get a high. Neo-Nazi won a war, I welcome you to try. Honey's waving at me every time I'm riding by. Never liked your vibe, so wasted, hey. Don't you see the signs? But regardless, keep it warm more than 99. So I never been to Cali, everything will come in time. When I came up by my mama, yeah, she knew I was divine. JC plus me be the guy, we MCs, look.
FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees, what up? Yeah. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees, what up? Hey, what up? Yeah, taking all the breeze from those California trees, what up? Hey, what up? Yeah, okay, low riders with the candy paint, candy paint.
Boom, boom, boom. We are back. This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy, Enigma Sep Timber. I'm sitting with my man, Nate. Now that I know it's Nate Bryant. He told himself. Man, Nate of Rebellious Media. What you just heard was my man, JC, featuring Rob Otis with Callie Beeman. So, yeah, man. I'm glad to have you on the show. We've been talking about doing the same for a minute.
Exactly, man. I'm glad to be here.
No doubt. And my thing is too is really just having other creatives, not just necessarily other, you know, rappers and musicians or whatever, but especially like these other podcasters, you know what
I'm
saying?
I see a lot of people doing that nowadays. Like, I follow this one guy from Texas, Urban Politician.
Yeah.
And he been going around different parts of Texas just collabing with other podcasters or people who do interviews.
Right.
So I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's cool in my opinion.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's competitive in that, you know what I'm saying, everybody wants to, you want to get better.
Yeah.
But we ain't rappers. I'm a rapper, but but it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, yo, I got to prove I'm better than. I think at the end of the day, we all trying to get our own lane, trying to, you know what I'm saying, build our own brand or whatever.
Exactly.
And I ain't got no shame. Like, and plus, for me, like, I've been doing this for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I started in 2008. So, and I know at the time, I was like one of the few, if only, that was doing what was doing on this podcast now.
Yeah.
So I don't give a fuck. Like, I got that claim. I can claim, hey, I've been doing it that long. So for me, you know what I'm saying, ain't nothing to it. And then second, I mean, you're a younger dude. You know what I'm saying? I see you working. I love what you're doing. I love how you do it.
Appreciate it.
You know what
it.
I mean?
Same to you, man.
If anything, I'm trying to figure out how the hell you get the spots you get it at, because I got to start inviting niggas out. I got a whole wifey now, so it's just like, oh, gave me inviting niggas to the crib. Willy-nilly and shit. So it's like, yo, my man Nate B, he be posted up wherever he be posted up at. I need to learn them tactics, because I may be on the same shit.
Hey, man, long as I'm safe, you know, hey, I'm fine, bro. But, man, it's just all about just finding that good area and just making sure, like, you know, I at least get a good interview. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, like, you know, to backtrack on what you mentioned about, you know, just platform on platform type of collabs, like, this is how I look at it. Number one, it'll help each other out.
Right.
You know, and then on top of that, your perspective on, you know, what you want to talk with the artist about, I may have a whole different perspective.
Word.
Or better yet, you may ask this person one thing. Let's say I interview the same person. You know, I may add on to it, or, you know, just go a different way with it. You know,
right.
It's all about perspective at the end of the day. And then on top of that, I feel like it'll help the artist too. Cause let's say, for example, they want to drop a new song, new album, or mixtape, or video.
Right.
With us having platforms, they can go to you, me, or anyone who got a platform,
exactly,
bro, and promote. That's just like how they do it either back in the day or even now. You know, you got your New York stations, then you got your Atlanta stations, your Miami stations. You know what I'm saying? Just different platforms for that artist to just make that run on.
Right, right.
So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It's just like you said, it's, you can, if you have so many venues, especially, I mean, even the market, you know what I'm saying, as small as Tallahassee.
Yeah.
More venues, or the more, yeah, more avenues you can take, that's more exposure to different aspects. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what you want as an artist, is to be able to, you know, boom, if I can go to, you know what I'm saying, Rebellious, or I can go to Hip Hop Tallahassee, if I can go to, you know what I'm saying, The Beast, and go to all these venues or whatever and see all these people doing stuff.
Yeah.
And look, I just named some people. If I forgot your venue or your podcast, don't blame me. Blame my brain. But yeah, like you said, they can go to different avenues or whatever and get more exposure.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's not a situation where niggas got to, you know what I'm saying? This ain't Game of Thrones or some shit.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Everybody can eat, bro. Master P always say this, bro. If you got Gucci, Louis, Prada, all these different places in one area, you know what I'm saying? Why we can't be the same way? You
right.
Know?
Matter of fact, I forgot one. My boys, No Static. They was on the joint other day, a couple weeks ago. But so how you came up with the name Rebellious? Because it's to let people know, and you probably see it in the descriptions, it's Real Bell, RealBellious.
All right.
So how you came up with that name?
Honestly, like, I know I just put two words in one. So the way I look at the word, like the original word rebellious, you know, people look at it as more of like, almost like a way that you're just hard headed.
Yeah.
Or like you feel like, oh, well, let me just get to what I'm trying to say. Like, rebellious, this is how I look at it. My personality, you may have one group of people, they may be doing the same thing. Me, always been the type of person, like, always wanting to stand out and always did my own thing.
Right.
So I kind of looked at it like, dang, you know, well, in a way, I kind of go along with the root word, rebellious, but then it's like, I'm being myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm sticking to like what I know best and what I love or whatever. So I just added the word real, just put rebellious. And it took a while for me to like come up with that name. Matter of fact, honestly, I was going to use that for like a clothing line.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking like, you know, well, maybe if I do this, you know, I could just do a rebellious, like first the rebellious podcast, then, you know, as of recently, I just changed it to a rebellious one media.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty much it, man. Just, I say rebellious by itself is more of like my characteristics.
Okay.
And how I am as a person.
Yeah. Dog, that's dope, bro. Like, real talk. Damn. give my man some props. Yo. I like that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I go by Enigma. That's basically how I want people to view me. You know what I mean? Like, don't put me in a box. As soon as you think I'm going to go one way, I'm going to flip it to another. I'm Enigma. I'm a riddle.
Not that's a cool name, out. By the way.
Appreciate it. Pop my collar real quick. So what made you get into like the media part? Because I mean, you think about, especially with hip hop, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they think of, you know, especially being a rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But to go the route of, you know what I'm saying, doing interviews and presenting people and putting the artist in the light versus yourself. What made you go that route? What made you get into it?
Well, I guess to start from the beginning, I was always the kid that was pretty much at Walmart or like different grocery stores. And you know, like by me being an early 90s kid, you had XXL, The Source, and The Vibe. So
word.
I used to always read the magazines. Even like my brother used to bring the magazines to the crib. So I used to just pretty much look at the pictures, learn the music, learn like just who's hot, who's not, who got the rhymes and this, that, and the third. So I kind of soaked that in. Then when I, you know, got to the age where I could watch, you know, saying cable TV, you know what I'm saying, you had Rap City, you had what was on MTV? I think it was Direct Effect or something like that.
We had Yo MTV Raps.
I think I wasn't really around that time.
Okay, so yeah, after that, yeah, I don't know what they had outside of TRL, but yeah, you probably had some kind of, yeah.
Because matter of fact, it was a show that had DJ Clue on it, so yeah, it was Direct Effect. And
Yeah, you got me on that one.
And then just, you know, different other platforms that just, you know, showcase different artists, especially like 106 in Park.
Yeah.
So from that point, you know, I was always interested in that field. And always, you know, having something to have artists to, I think I already said it already, but to just, you know, showcase their talent. So honestly, I never would have thought I would have started my own thing.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that, honestly, I'm not really like a huge social person. But when it comes to stuff like music, oh, I can talk with people about that all day.
Yeah.
Like, just like how people talk about sports, I can go back and forth all day. So once I thought about it, I was like, you know what? Maybe I need to jump into the media game. As a matter of fact, I was at a call center that really gave me that initial start, because I used to always hear myself, I guess I'm like, whenever they pull us to the side and we hear our phone calls,
yeah,
I'm like, you know, and I am kind of monotone, but
right.
I was like, you know what, maybe if I, you know what I'm saying, I guess work on my voice, you know what I'm saying, I can do something. So I initially started with that, like start using my voice, but then like as time progressed, I was like, you know what, I don't know if I want to keep using my voice based on me being monotone until I know for a fact like people are, you know saying, receptive to it. Because right. I don't want to make anybody bored. That's my thing. I do not want to make nobody bored. So my thing is, you know what, how about I do it to where everything is just focused on the artist. Like just directly on the artist. Not even just the artist, just anybody who I'm recording. Everybody just had that focus on that person.
Right.
You know, and I'll be the person behind the scenes. And that's pretty much how I want to be anyway. Like, as far as like me wanting to make money in the long run, I just want to be behind the scenes. Like, when you got cash money, everybody look at Birdman, but the person who really got the money is Slim.
Slim, exactly.
And that's
exactly.
what I want to be.
Yeah, you want to be Slim. You want to be what's my man with Rockefeller? Biggs.
Yeah, Biggs. You know what I mean? People like him.
Silent partner. Nah, always. That's what. Hell, I kind of figured I got it wrong. You know what I'm saying? In regards to like when you do your interviews, like you said, you put the artists up front.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Versus if you're watching the live, like I'm here and I, yeah, it's like I have to do both as far as entertain
yeah.
and interview. So yeah, I look back and I'm like, damn, you know, nigga, that's kind of smart. Like, you know what I'm saying? Pressing on you to try to come up with content, you can kind of put it on the artist who, if the artist is who they supposed to be,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They gonna come with that content. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's and another thing too. It's a what you do is what I try to preach to artists. Well, some artists, right? I can't say I talk to everybody like this, but this platform is for you to shine. It's for you to show your personality.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Even if honestly, if you don't bullshit, like bullshit the camera, bullshit the audience. If that's what you're trying to draw them into, you know what yeah. I mean? Because when I got into the reason I even started the podcast, again, before it was podcast, I was calling it internet radio.
Yeah.
Part of it was, you know, so I was in the rap group and it was just hard to get radio play. So I was like, fuck it, we're going to make our own radio. But then part of it too was I realized that at the time, this was 08, 07, 08, I realized it was more so about people personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's just like, all right, if we can sell our personality to people, they'll fall in love with the music more. You know what I mean? Because it's right. more it's more than just, you know, just come up with dope music. So yeah, that was my motivation behind even doing it. You know what I mean? It wasn't even this at first. It was like another show. This was just a part of the network of shows, but this is what survived. So yeah,
okay.
You know what I mean? So for you to provide that not content, provide that soapbox or provide that opportunity for them to sell themselves, you know what I mean? And even more so because you step out, you step back, you allow them to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, number of respect, boy. You know what I mean?
And then on top of that, bro, like I always had like respect for just local artists, underground yeah. artists, cause truth be told, and I might have told this to a few people, like when I was coming up, like from a child, teenager into my adult life, I always been around music. Like
yeah.
any shape or form, like I've been around a person that done music, whether you was a rapper, whether you know what I'm saying, done beats. Like matter of fact, some of my old best friends from high school, like matter of fact, two of them, they was like beat makers.
Yeah.
And I used to just always come to the booth and just see them in the process and just making beats. And, you know, I know from there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how I'm in this spot and I'm just soaking everything in. I'm seeing different artists come through. And then on top of that, like, I even tried rapping. But yeah. during this time, you know, all right, you know how everybody now is like, you can just make up this persona of a different person.
Right.
I tried it and I just knew deep down inside, like, nah, bro, like this ain't me.
Yeah.
So I just stopped rapping in general. But then again, people always thought like, hey man, you know what I'm saying, you can do this. But nah, I was like, this
you,
not for
you
me.
You look like you got some bars, my nigga. I don't give a fuck.
I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, this nigga, yeah, you.
I got a good pen game, but freestyling, nah, I can't do it.
Shit,
I can't freestyle.
Nah,
bro.
Nigga, you like the Nas type, nigga.
You
know,
honestly,
type nigga just come in, oh, this little pretty ass nigga, you know what I'm saying, quiet, ain't gonna say shit. And then get on the mic, blah, 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 blah. Oh shit, yo, that was this nigga rebellious. Yo, this nigga kicks some ill shit. Yeah, you that nigga, solid
nah.
sniper nigga, though.
Nah, honestly, bro, like, if I would've, like, actually, you know what I'm saying, been consistent with rapping, I feel like I would've been, like, more of the Fabulous type.
Silent sniper ass nigga,
well,
dog.
Yeah. Or like either him or Lloyd Banks.
Silent sniper ass nigga. That's yeah, who yeah. you are. So I can read it, nigga. We sitting there, he's in the corner, like, I'm gonna let y'all niggas rah rah, do all that dumb shit, and then get on the mic and just slay everybody, and you walk off, and niggas be like, "Hey, this nigga had bars." The fuck?
Oh man.
All right. I do a little research or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? We follow each other
right.
on social media or whatever. I realized, like, you erased, like, a lot of your past shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? What was up with, what was the method behind that?
Well, that's just like how I mentioned before, like the part when I was just saying how I wanted to step back.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know, shine that light directly on the artist and to dig deeper into that. At one point, I ain't gonna lie, I just find myself, you know, just overly frustrated and just looked at things in the wrong light. You know, you jumping out there, and then matter of fact, when I started Rebellious One, well, the Rebellious Podcast in the beginning,
yeah,
I was really just jumping into Instagram. Like, I never used Instagram. I mean, I used Twitter, but that was more like years ago.
Yeah.
But when I jumped on Instagram, you know, I just had this high expectation. Like, all right, well, if I do this and I do that, people gonna latch on to it, and this, that, and the third. But, you know, I pretty much had to just learn from mistakes or learn from what I feel like is, you know, a way for me to get better.
Word.
Then it's like, you know, some people, they jump out there and they want that success, you know, fast.
Instantly. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a victim of that. And then I ain't gonna lie, social media, it'll drag you into the wrong place. And yeah, then you're dealing with life, you know, at the end of the day, like, no matter how much we may work hard on our platform, we still gotta deal with life.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was just hard for me to just keep that balance. So, you know, not to sound funny, but I had a Britney Spears moment, you know, when she shaved the hair off her head and shit. So I was like,
yo, it's real.
And you, I was like, you know what? I think I just wanna start from scratch. And then on top of that, I felt like I wanna work on being more professional at how my page looked. Because yeah, I felt like I just had shit everywhere. And then, not to just keep going on and on, but
no, you good.
One thing I had to learn about this whole social media thing is the algorithms.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, them algorithms is a beast. And I just had to do my research and just understand how the game goes. So at this point, you know, by me just starting fresh and just trying to work on my craft, I want to at least pay attention to what I need to do, especially when it comes to like investing in advertising and doing just different things to just reach different heights. And now I understand that, hey, this is going to take time.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to take time.
I tell you this, bro. Like, I got you by at least 10 years. We're in the same boat. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't feel bad about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still learning a lot. You know, so I got some experience, but really experience just come from this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But as far as, like you said, the algorithms, being able to post stuff, making sure you want to be consistent with things or whatever.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure that shit out myself, bro. You know what I mean? So just right now, just say it face to face. Like, don't be discouraged. You know what I mean? It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But you got content. You doing dope shit. If anything, not saying necessarily, I don't want to say disappointed because it has a negative connotation, but I'd be looking for more content from you. You know what I mean?
I feel like, you know, that's what all of us do as far as like, whether we're either the content creators or we're just the fans of the content creator. Like, we expect, you know, hey man, like, where you been at, man? Where you at? And I'd be feeling like, dang man, like, I ain't on my job, you know? And then on top of that, like, I'm the type of person, I really want to be inspired. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I find stuff to keep me going. Like, whether I may watch another platform, I may watch your platform one day, and I'd be like, dang, man, I need to hop on my stuff. Or, like, you know, I know, I think, like, a few months ago, I started watching Hip Hop Tallahassee.
Yeah.
I saw the few interviews he done. I was like, you know, so I was inspired by that. That's one thing I can say about me. Like, I'm never a hater. I'm never jealous of anybody. Like, I learn. I soak up, you know, just knowledge and gain from anyone.
Word.
So, with that being said, man, like, I know at this point, I'm going to try to keep it going. Like, I know earlier today, I dropped part one of Rico the joint.
Shouts out to Rico.
Man, like, I'm gonna be honest, it's an amazing interview, bro.
Yeah.
Very amazing. Like, I was impressed. Then I got him. I'm gonna drop a couple of clips of him, you know, throughout the week. And then I got another guy from Bambridge, Georgia named Brian B.
Okay.
He's about to drop a new project, so we were just talking about that. And then also recently matter of fact, I think it was, if it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before, I chopped it up with a producer named Trey 40 from over in Tallahassee. And also I work with him. And I'm trying to work with as many people as I can, bro, to just try to get things popping. And even with just different platforms like yourself and others, like, I just feel like if somewhere down the line we build like a unity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where all right, that's just like how New Yorkers look at the South. See, how they look at it is like, all right, see, well, the South, they got Atlanta, they got Miami, they got Jacksonville, they got Orlando, yeah, they got New Orleans,
you got Houston, Dallas.
It's like a whole circuit that an artist can just go through to make money. So when it comes to people like us, especially like, you know, platforms in this region or just this city by itself, bro, artists can, like I said before, they can go to you, they can go to me, they can go to different other people.
Yeah.
So that's just how I look at it, man.
Yeah, I'm with the shits. And speaking of the Rico joint, y'all make sure to check that out, my man, IG page. No cap. Rico spit was real shit. You know what I'm saying? I was at them battles. I remember, you know what I'm saying, listening to either 102.3 or 101.5 before it flipped over to, you know what I'm saying, conservative cracker shit. Well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and like, I was cool with Thriller Player. Like, it was like wild, bro, because it was just like, I grew up doing the Tootsie Roll. You know what I mean? Yeah. And to see Buddy, like, be able to see him, he recognized me and be like he the one literally introduced me to E-Zone. You know what I mean? And I remember he brought me to the studio because I was at FAMU and I was doing like a magazine article about like Italian hip hop or whatever. I interviewed him, TJ Chapman, my man, a bunch of people, E-Zone, like a bunch of like people that was doing hip hop in Tallahassee at the time. So, yeah. So everything that Rico was saying, especially as far as like Tallahassee hip hop, the battles, him, Polonius Pluck, Stass the MC, who else? My man, I'm forgetting people now because I'm getting old because that was a long time ago. But
matter of fact, not to cut y'all, I want to say this before I forget. And like I told Rico, what was so crazy is like I remember being a kid and just, matter of fact, I lived like in South Georgia back in the day. So I used to have my Radio 102.3 like day in, day out. And I remember those freestyles. I remember, you know, the DJs that was on there, especially like, was it the Schoolboys?
Yeah, Schoolboys. Man, Sean D, Dreezy, Speed Racer. Like, matter of fact, Speed Racer and Dreezy, I gave them me and my cousin's first mixtape. Cause we was in class together.
Yeah.
And I gave him the mix. The shit was horrible. The sound, we were spitting, but the sound was dumb trash. Now I think about it, like, that was some bullshit. But yeah, man, they was killing shit 90.5. Dang, I can't even.
What's another radio station called? Like 100.7?
Yeah, 101.5, which again, no, 100.7. That was just thinking about 100.7,
yeah.
And then you had 102.3, and then you had 105.7, which that was at first, because 105.7 was like a neighborhood radio joint. Because it was crazy. Like, Tallahassee went from having like no hip hop stations in the 90s,
yeah,
and then like at the turn of the century, like we had three. And again, go back to, that was around the time I started rapping. So it go back to like, yo, you know what I'm saying? We rap, you know what I'm saying? You want to rap, but where you going to go to? Oh, shit, we got three avenues. And the whole time, like, where I'm at now, 89.7, Underground Railroad was there the whole time, but it was just low key. But you had three, like, commercial radio stations that you can try to get your music to. But by the time, I think, 07, 08, 105.7 fell off. They switched over 100.7 to conservative talk radio. So then you only had 102.3, which is blazing. You know what I'm saying? Now you got the, like, the old school. Now you got 105.7 or
105.3.
Yeah. So now you got that and came into the fray. You got an old school joint that they got into the fray or whatever. Shouts out to DJ Jam. Shouts out to DJ Loose Kid. But yeah, man, like around that like 2000 to 2004. Shit was popping. It was inevitable. It seems now, it didn't feel like it then, but it was inevitable that you would have a T-Pain. Because you just had the structure. Like, the structure was there for somebody, like, for Pain to happen.
Yo, crazy story about Pain. Like, I don't know him personally, but, and I'm not even sure if this 100% true, but how we heard Pain up in Georgia was like, he actually dated a girl from my city.
Okay.
And I'm not sure like how long they was together, but word through the grapevine, like, they were saying, like, I guess once him and old girl had split, and I'm sperm pretty much took off afterwards. I'm not saying this is true now. I'm just saying, like, you know, like I said,
word through the grapevine. That was our word to the grapevine, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just crazy how he blew up. Then he ain't like, you know, just, matter of fact, I might forget somebody. I remember hearing the guy Total Chaos, the song, yes, like, that's R.I.P. my dog.
Total Chaos, man. Dang.
Like,
yeah,
I
yeah,
remember
yeah.
hearing him. Like, I remember, like, what's the group called? BSU.
Yeah, yeah.
BSU, who else? Man, I remember so much from back in those times.
Like,
so.
Total Chaos was, like, the first local rapper I saw that was, like, doing, like, real shit, like, doing promotions, doing shows, yeah. and doing videos. You know what I'm saying? That was, like, either middle school or early high school. Like, I remember just being on the south side and, like, seeing his posters, like, on the poles and stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was, to me, between him and, you know, South City DJs, like, they was kind of the first ones that was really, like, doing, like, real shit. And then, of course, Dimp.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, mid-90s, Dimp was, yeah, the Ghost Town DJs that had popped off. Yeah. I remember Dimp being over at Hickory Hill. I was in the trailer park. Cross, I remember him riding around the black Cadillac. So shouts out to Dip. So yeah, man, I just remember seeing like a lot of shit, man. But yeah. Anyway, let me start reminiscing. This is not Enigma Set Reminisce Show. This is a Rebellious Media interview. Matter of fact, we're gonna go into these two tracks, man, and we're gonna put out his information so y'all anybody get in contact with him to see his content, or if you want to get in contact with him so you can be a part of his movement. So what we got? We have go back to my old junk. Got my man M3 with Get Rich. And then our man Rothoro with Take It There. And then we're gonna be right back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Ain't no more being broke. Yo.
Let's get rich, nigga. About your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. You gotta be some go-getters.
Go-getters.
We can't need champs and we all can't be winners. Trying to see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Adept, dog, you know, beginner. They say the game cold, but I bet I will never shiver. Hey, let's get rich, nigga. Nigga, nigga, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Nigga. Let's get rich, nigga.
Rich, nigga.
Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Tryna see six figures.
Six figures.
I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Every day I'm in the stacking bills. I'm next factor, I ain't talking Lauryn Hill.
Nope.
The hustle man is pure will. You say you want money, why you sitting still?
Why you sitting still?
I was born to make 100 mil. Some niggas crazy. Some of them was born to kill.
Hey.
Man, I always gotta keep it real. Big banks, you can call me your Uncle Phil.
Phil.
So we been about a bank roll. We up next, no debate, that is case closed. You gotta run from these fake hoes. You caught up by the shine, but it ain't gold. I can't let them know my next goal. Solid steps like I'm walking on my tippy toes. Y'all better pray y'all don't switch modes. If it come to that, nigga, we gon' take souls. Let's get rich, nigga. About your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. You gotta be some go-getters.
Go-getters.
We can't need champs and we all can't be winners. Trying to see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Adept, dog, you know, beginner. They say the game cold, but I bet I will never shiver. Hey, let's get rich, nigga.
Nigga.
Let's get rich, nigga.
Rich, nigga.
Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Tryna see six figures.
Six figures.
I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga.
And we gon' chase after this money.
Money, money.
Talking 20,000, 50,000, 100,000.
Let's get rich, nigga.
Rich, nigga.
Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Tryna see six figures.
Six figures.
I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga.
Big Dipper, call me Big Dipper.
Big
Shine
Dipper.
Like a constellation, hard on these niggas.
Throw
get it, pop it, pin like a hand trigger. Stepping on the competition, neck like a Sigma.
Like a Sigma.
High pledge to never be a wax spitter. On time, every time with lyrics I deliver. Deliver that real, do that shit with no dilemma. Deliberately thrash, trash rappers all winter.
All winter.
All summer.
All summer.
Year round.
Year round.
Ruling brother status, these clowns get shut down.
Them suckers ain't no hitters, keep swinging and striking out. Me, I'm silver slugging with beats, I knock them out. Savage from my cash, need them M's in my bank account. Stack it till my bank account equals the bank's amount. Just start my own bank, black business is what it's about. Not breaking on no luck, handling business is what I'm proud. Like slinging newspapers, I'm working this paper route. Need my pocket stuffy, that paper not running out. Really taking action, I merely run in my mouth. Time you can't recoup it, and I ain't wasting it now, cause my desire's a monster. I'm ready to take off like a rocket launcher. Yeah, see, success is a challenge, and I cannot rest until that challenge conquered. Yeah, it's a must I go in, it's a must I go in. I go in, I go bonkers. Yeah, control rage, still a raging bull. No bullshitting, that's how I choose to make my move. I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there. Make it there. I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there. Make it there. Dominating in the game, I ain't playing fair.
We are back. This is your boy Nick Myself Timber. What you just heard was M3 with Get Rich and Rothoro with Take It There. If you listen to your headphones, pretty much all the songs I picked to make them quake. This is just, I wanted to quake this episode. So if you listen to this episode in your car, yeah, you heard that thump. That was on purpose. yo, before we get up out of here, man, how can the people find you, bro?
Yo, they can find me on Instagram, Twitter. Like I said, I just created a new Facebook page as of recently.
Word.
So let me just spell it out. At symbol R E A L B E L L I O U S 1. So that's Rebellious One. And also, you can go on YouTube, type in Rebellious One Media, and I'm right there. So, like I said, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Rebellious One, and then type on YouTube, Rebellious One Media. Also, I just created a TikTok account too, so
word.
I'm gonna try to put some stuff out on there. So, matter of fact, my name on there is Rebellious One. I don't have no content as of yet, but I'm gonna try to work on that as far as, like, you know, this week coming up.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know the sound was on. Y'all heard all of that. But if you heard that, I'm going to find my mans right now.
Appreciate that,
on
man.
This TikTok. Y'all already know I'm on TikTok as well.
Yo, I didn't realize like how live it was, but yeah, I think that's a platform that anybody who do music, they need to hop on it, bro.
Yo, I try to tell people, man, like, I think that's why the box, Roddy Rich.
Yep, that's where it blew
that's
up.
That's why it blew up, because people was doing the little bootleg vines on TikTok, and that's what happened.
Yeah, I think mostly everybody on Thriller, ain't it?
Yeah, I got Thriller too. Boom, Thriller.
Oh, it's called Trilla. I'm tripping, Trilla, bro.
Yeah. I do the same thing, bro. This is a content shit. I'll be mispronouncing all kind of shit.
I really call that shit Trilla, bro.
Trilla. Yeah. I'm on Trilla. You know what I mean? Anybody saw the little bootleg rap video shit I did? Matter of fact, I'm finna do some other shit. I'm finna do some new shit soon. So I did that shit right there.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, everybody thought it was a new song. That song is 3 years old. All my songs are over 3 years old. Last time I dropped a project was 2016, the same age as my baby. Shout out to my baby Mackenzie, babe. Daddy love you. Is there anything you want to let people know before we get up out of here?
That's pretty much it. Matter of fact, let me pull up my Instagram real quick so I can just
no doubt
show on how it's really spelled.
Y'all know where I'm at. Also, too, just to let y'all know, especially if you're on YouTube, the information will be down below. So I'm gonna have his information posted there. If you listen to the podcast, again, in the description, his information will be in the description. So if you're like, yo, he spelled his name too fast, look in the description of the podcast and you'll get it there. So if you're on the camera, can we get it close enough so it can pick this?
Hold on, move it down a little bit.
Like that?
No.
Right there?
A little further so they can see the name.
There we go. All right, so YouTube, y'all see it. Other than that, yo, bro, I appreciate you.
Most definitely,
man. You know what I mean? Always welcome back. I don't know if I can give you 30 minutes of content. I don't know what I'm talking about. Nigga, I could talk for a goddamn 2 hours. Yeah, nigga, put me on the camera. I'll fuck your whole shit up. We'll be there.
Man, I gotta throw you on that, man. Gotta throw you on that.
We've been there the whole day.
That was already in the plans anyway, bro.
Yo, you be like, damn, E, how you ran out of digital tape, nigga? This shit done ran out.
Hey, man, that'll give you more content to put out, you know?
Exactly. I'm gonna give you a whole bunch of shit to edit. All that, like, nah, edit point. We're gonna take that shit out. Oh, shit, hold up. Before we get up out of here, let me see who we got on the calendar, man. Because I don't know. I know we got somebody on the. Oh, shit. Got my man Jody. My man Jody Somerville will be on the next podcast. We're going to give y'all R&B vibes. So, all you R&B artists, shoot me your music. We're going to get that smoothed out. And then on the 13th before Valentine's Day, man, this is going to be exciting. I mean, I'm excited about this. I have my bro, my man Big Low. We're gonna do this thing on the 13th Thursday. Actually, on the live, it's gonna be mad early. We're gonna do it in the afternoon. How you love that? Huh? Yeah. It's gonna be in the afternoon. Y'all gonna be at work when we do the live. That's how we doing it. So yeah, man, I got some things planned. Now, you know the funny thing about it? I was gonna stop doing the interview shit.
Hold on, say what?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm still gonna stop doing the interview shit.
Why you say that?
Oh, I told you I got a wifey, dog. You be inviting half a Tallahassee to my shit.
I know, man. You just gotta find you a spot, bro.
Yeah, that's the plot. But
then on top of that, bro, like, I feel like you've been in the game enough to where, like, and on top of that, you done built relationships, man. You deserve to get paid, bro.
Tell them that. That's another thing too. Like,
you deserve to get paid.
Time
bro.
Is money. I'm about to say the wrong shit. It's gonna sound like fucking totally egotistical. But yeah, just make more room. Not make more room, but you know what I'm saying. You got as far as the, you know what I'm saying, the interviews go or whatever. And so I'm just gonna be like, yo, I'm just making more of me just giving content as far as, you know, speaking my mind and speaking my piece or whatever. But really the other thing is just, I mean, I'm down with still doing interviews, clearly.
Yeah.
But on the flip, I'm just gonna like fall back from, like you said, just gotta regroup, try to figure shit out.
Right.
But I don't know. But apparently niggas ain't trying to let me escape the game. I said 2020 ain't doing no interviews, and every show I don't have a damn interview. So
man, we need you out here, man. Like I say, bro, you got people like me, you got people like you.
Yeah.
Hey, so many other different platforms, bro. So, man, you got to keep it going. But I get what you're saying, though, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got a life. You feel me?
Yeah. We're going to see what happens. I appreciate everybody that showed up. Appreciate you for showing up, my boy.
Most definitely.
So we're going to see what happens. You know what I mean? Just don't be surprised if in April you just see my ugly mug for the whole hour. I'm just saying. Now also too, I want to get more content. Like I said, I got the GoPro, so you know what I'm saying, like just peeping game from, again, you, Hip Hop Tallahassee. I kind of like put people up front.
Yeah.
This mainly gonna be just for my. I got the Enigma Sub NX joint.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when I do those joints, like I said, if I can't get somebody in the crib, boom. Do it real quick. and then I can put that on YouTube. So.
Oh yeah, man. Because I mean, hey, that'll help you out also. Because at the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying, we got places like Tallahassee, but I'm pretty sure, like, let's say for example, you may go out of town somewhere, you might run into an artist.
Exactly.
You exactly. Got on the camera.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like we all just, I mean, I'm not saying how people should operate, but as far as like us as, you know, platforms to grow bigger, we gotta expand and go to different places. Like, I'm trying to be more universal, like, you know what I'm saying? I want to, you know what I'm saying, do my thing in Tally, but I want to go like different places also.
Right. And that's a word for you, bro. That's what, hey, on the instant, bro. On the instant, you know what I mean? They yeah. got to be planned out. Just, you get somebody, boom.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to do this shit. I'm excited. Yeah. Yo, I'm going to tell you this when we get up out of here. It's going to be a whole hour and 40 minutes. I'm proud of you, bro.
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you the future. You know what I'm saying? Make me feel like, you know what I'm saying, I don't plan on quitting this anytime soon, but if I
nah,
did,
don't quit, bro.
I can see you carrying this shit on, carrying on tradition, my nigga. So that's why I support you. That's why I every time I see you, like, yeah, get you on the podcast. Finally made it happen. Gonna make it happen again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I support you all the way.
Oh yeah, man. You never know, bro. Like, I just kinda had like certain ideas to where like we can just get, you know, creators like me, you and other people just you know how Joe Budden, how he had like the first episode to pull up where he had like different people in the room.
Right.
Like, I feel like we just need to do shit like that and just either talk about, it's like either mainstream industry, like industry shit, or just hell, talk about what's going on in Tally.
Do like some round table shit.
Yeah, like, let's just see like who's popping, like who got some hot songs. Like, yo, I feel like that'll help the community out, you know what I'm saying, way more. Like, who got, you know what I'm saying, dope videos, who got dope, you know what I'm saying, beats and shit like that.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, that's well needed. Conversation is well needed.
Word. I'm with it. That's good. Young niggas, I'm trying to tell you, dog. It's the energy. All right. You're going to get up out of here, man. Yo, appreciate everybody that's checking us out, baby. Felicia, I know you've been watching. I love you. Thank you. Everybody that's been listening, appreciate y'all. See y'all next week. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Peace.
Peace up.